Joining me today is Diane Luxon with the Mount View Special Riding Association. And, well, Diane, you guys have a big event coming up at the end of the month. Can you tell us what's planned?
Well, at the end of the month, we have our horse testing, and anyone who has an ideal, I'm going to say equine, because we have used donkeys, mules, horses, that might be suitable for our riding program are welcome to come and be tested to see if they will fit in with the program requirement. And then they would be expected to, if they do qualify, would be expected to commit to the rest of the riding session for riders to come.
It's a very unique organization, the Mount View Special Riding Association. Can you kind of explain to us who you are and what do you do for our community?
Well, we have riders that come from all over the county that come and use our program. And we meet at the Kaluri Pavilion on our specified night, which this session will be on a Monday night. And we certainly appreciate the Olds Regional Exhibition as they help contribute to our program by providing the space for us. And it certainly helps keep our costs down for our riders, so they're more able to access us and to take part in the program.
It's a fantastic one for sure. How long have you guys been actually active here in Mountain View County?
Oh, now you're asking math questions. That would be in 1983 we began. I'll let you do the math with that one. So it's been a few decades.
That's fantastic. Over 30 years. Yes. That's fantastic stuff. You do a lot of good for the community over that time. So, again, you're looking for a specific equine. If people had maybe horses or, like you say, different types of animals kicking around, what is the exact temperament you're kind of looking for here?
Well, I'm looking for, I guess, a steady temperament, well-trained, as few advices as possible kind of thing, as they'll be working with a leader and perhaps up to two sidewalkers along with a rider. So a horse that is fairly flexible. Sometimes we have a lot of retired horses that are looking for a new job, and they're kind of retired and coming back, and they enjoy the purpose. But there's not a lot of fast moving, you might say. There's a lot of walking. The fastest we do is maybe a little bit of trotting. It's a good program for those who are looking for something maybe to keep their horses going that are just sitting out in the pasture.
It is, for sure. It's a great thing to get up to, of course. Maybe if there's people listening, they wanted to get involved. Otherwise, maybe volunteer at all. Is there any openings to do so?
We do have they can call me, 403-559-7276, in regards to the horse testing, and be the same thing for the volunteer training that comes up a little bit later as we look for people to come out and help us keep the program going. Totally depend on them. They can find information, too, on our website for Mount View Special Riding.
Wonderful, Diane. Well, lots of info here for people to dive into. Of course, do not miss the testing event happening on August 26th. And if people were looking for more details, you mentioned the website there. Is there any other resources that they could go to?
That would be the best resource to go to. It has lots of detail on there, all our forms, and those who are interested, maybe have somebody who might want to be riding. There's also rider application forms on there as well.
Wonderful, Diane. Well, it's a fantastic organization. We encourage everyone to look into it. And of course, if you do have maybe some older horses or some retired horses or horses that you think could be, well, suitable for this cause, we'd encourage you to get in touch with Mount View Special Riding Association. Check them out via social media or, of course, at mymountainviewnow.com. We'll have a link up and available for you as well. Diane, best of luck with the event, and we'd like to chat later on down the road, maybe sometime this fall, to catch up.
Yes, thank you. That'd be really good. Thank you for checking us out.